reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 to 17. God said to Noah and to his family, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you, and never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the rainbow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Herein is wisdom." A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as Jesus was coming out of the water, the heavens were torn apart and the Spirit descended like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved child, and with you I am well pleased." Then the Spirit drove Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels waited on him. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Herein is good news.